Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Woman broadcast. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing and an honor to be able to come to you on the air live with the Woman to Woman show. I want to just thank you all for tuning in. I want you to encourage you to call somebody and let them know that the Woman to Woman show is on the air with Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Our topic today is how important is the father's role. So we'll be talking about fathers on today, and you can call in to give a shout out, give a testimony, and to let somebody know where your take is, what your take is as far as fatherhood and the role of fathers in the lives of their daughters or the lives of their sons. You may want to give a shout out to your husband or someone special in your life, but I encourage you to call in and be a part of the broadcast on today. You may want to give a testimony, or you may be someone who needs prayer pertaining to the area of fatherhood. But I want to encourage you on today that it's going to be a wonderful broadcast on today. I have a special guest calling in today, and I'm looking forward to hearing from her, Apostle Sharon Ryan, from Safe Harbor Ministries, and she's the author of Why I Shout. So I'm looking forward to her coming in on today and calling. As a matter of fact, she is here. So I'm going to open in prayer and just encourage you to go and forward the, if you got a text from me today, forward that text message to someone that you know that needs healing in the area of fatherhood, someone that has some still unresolved issues surrounding them and their relationship with their father. God wants to do some things in our relationships, and it starts for women. A lot of our problems in our relationships stem from our relationship with or our lack of a relationship with our father. So, and that's our earthly father. Amen. This is going to be a powerful, powerful broadcast on today. Tell somebody to tune in to Woman show. So we're going to open and pray. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. Lord, I thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. I thank you, Lord, for those who are gathered in the chat room and those who are already on the phone lines, oh God. I thank you for those who are listening via the archive, even after the show is broadcast, Lord, that some will come to the archive and be blessed by what you have to speak on today. And Lord, I just ask that you have your way. Let your will be done on this show, oh God. Let your will be done during these 2 hours of ministry, oh God. Speak to every caller. Speak to every listener, oh God. And just let us glorify you in all that we do, oh God. Lord, we love you and we bless your name. You are so worthy to be praised. And we just thank you for this time that you're allowing us to come together here on Blog Talk Radio on the Woman to Woman show. And we just ask that you be glorified. And it's in the precious name of Jesus that we ask that you save souls, change lives, and set the captives free. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Again, tell somebody about the Woman to Woman show. And if you're listening to the archive, post it to your Facebook page so other people can know what God has to say in the area of fatherhood. Tomorrow is Father's Day, and so many people are having a tough time around this day because they still have unresolved issues with their fathers. So I want to just encourage you that God is going to heal. There's going to be healing taking place. There's going to be deliverance taking place. God is going to do some great things even during these 2 hours. So God bless you, and again, thanks for tuning in. I want to read a verse of scripture in the area of fatherhood. I asked God to give me a verse of scripture, and he led me to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 18, verse 18, and it reads, Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. Let me read that again. Verse 18, it says, Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. And then the Bible goes on to say, for I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. My God, my God. And God is talking there to his counsels, and he's saying, what should I withhold from Abraham? And he was just saying that he had chosen Abraham, and the reason that he chose Abraham was because he knew that Abraham would tell his children about the Lord. He said, I know that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him. And God chose Abraham, and he told Abraham he was going to make him a great nation, and that a lot of people were going to come through Abraham into the kingdom of God. And, you know, that's ideally what God would want. He talks in Malachi about producing godly seed. In Malachi chapter 2, I believe it's verse 15, the Lord talks about that he wanted to produce godly offspring. That's why he tells the man and the woman to become one flesh, and that's why God hates divorce, because he wants us to become one flesh so that we can produce godly offspring. So God has a lot to say, but we know that that's not the case. Let's just keep it real. In the lives of a lot of people, we can read the scripture, but let's go practical. I love the Bible. I love the word of God. But if we keep it real, we will admit that a lot of us have father's issues. That's probably why the switchboard isn't lit up right now, because it's Father's Day. If it were Mother's Day, the switchboard would be lit up. So I declare that women are going to call this broadcast on today and hear what thus says the Lord, and be blessed. So call in 646-652-4832, and also come on into the chat room. The chat room is open, blogtalkradio.com/power, and go right into the chat room. The chat room is open for you. Amen. Amen. I want to put this call on the air, my guest caller for today, but I want to thank Minister Valerie Allen, who was my co-host on last week. Hallelujah. And I just want to praise God for her. Let me just put some applause. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Minister Valerie Allen and Sister Tina Lane, we're holding it down right here on the Woman to Woman show last week when I was out of town. And I just thank God for her stepping in so graciously to host the broadcast. I just thank God for her. Amen. And I thank God for all of you who tuned in and told somebody about the show. We got a lot of hits on the archives where people are listening now to the Woman to Woman show. So I'm going to go right into some calls. Just bear with me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Let your fire burn in this place, yeah. Fresh fire of God to fall on your heart tonight. Come on, clap those hands.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I had myself muted. I was just talking up a storm. I had an attack against my throat, the second one today, and I bind up the hand of Satan right now in the name of Jesus and declare total victory. You know, there's an attack against my assignment, but I put on the full armor of God and declare that no weapon formed against me can prosper. In the name of Jesus, I declare it. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil is already defeated, amen, hallelujah. I had to mute myself. I put on Fresh Fire by Prashea Hilliard, amen. And then I stopped the song and I started talking, but when I went to put my caller on the air, I realized that I was still muted. And I want to ask you all, pray for me and pray with me, amen. Because, look, when you're on assignment to do what God has called you to do, you will come up against all kinds of attack. And you got to sometimes take off the gloves and stop playing with the devil and say, no, I'm not getting ready to take your nonsense. I'm not tolerating this foolishness, amen. Why should I come down? And that's what the apostle preached on last night. Why should I come down from doing this great work? There is warfare against your assignment. Amen. So just know that. You can cry if you want to, but after you cry, continue to pray and fast and keep moving forward. Keep fighting. Keep pushing. Keep pressing. Keep moving forward towards the mark of the high prize of the calling that's on your life. There's a call on your life. Amen. Don't let Father's Day, I was saying earlier, a lot of people are having some emotions about Father's Day, but don't let Father's Day or any day take your joy, amen. So I have a guest caller today. I asked, this woman is very special to me. She is very special to me. She has mentored me in the prophetic. I met her when I released my first book, Nobody's Business. And when I released that book, and I see Minister Valerie Allen on the board, God bless you. I believe that's Minister Valerie Allen. I see Sister Erica. God bless you. Good to see you. And for the guests in the chat room, God bless you in the chat room. But when I released Nobody's Business, I thought I was just writing a book. But I met this woman at a book signing. We were both at this conference, and we had vendor tables, and she was there, and she came. I had a vendor table, and she came over to my table. My husband was there, and she identified that he was a seer, and then she looked at me when I came in later and identified that I too had the gift of the prophetic, and she began to speak into our lives from that point forward, and that was in 2004. So it's been 7 years. It's been 7 years exactly, the time of completion that this woman of God, this mighty woman of God, and her husband, a mighty man of valor, have been in our lives. And back then she was Pastor Sharon Ryan. She's apostle. The Lord has elevated her, the mantle on her life. She and her husband are apostles, and they're doing a lot of positive work there in the prison systems. They have Safe Harbor Ministries, and she is free. Listen, you talk about being free in Christ. I want to introduce to you, she is the author of Why I Shout, and she has a powerful, awesome ministry in this area that we're going to be talking about today. And I want you all to prepare. Look, tell somebody to call in and prepare yourself for what God is going to do on the show today. I'm telling you, I knew I didn't have the word today. I was out late until 2 something this morning doing warfare. And I knew I didn't have to get up early this morning to go to breakfast with some people. So I knew I didn't have the word today. So I want to bring this woman of God on. Apostle Sharon Ryan, welcome to the Woman to Woman broadcast. You're on the air.
Well, thank you, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. Thank you so much. You know, I heard all of what you said, and I'm like, to God be the glory, you know. I didn't realize it was 7 years.
Yes.
It's
yes. Can you believe
years?
It?
Oh, I can't believe it.
7 years.
When you said that, I was like, 7 years? I'm like, yeah, okay, go back, yeah, okay. And now we're going, we're fast forward, and I heard you talking about your throat, and I'm reminding you of shut up, you're a liar, watch this.
Yeah.
Okay, shut up, you're a liar, watch this. Shut up, Satan, you're a liar, watch this. Because, like you said, the enemy doesn't want us to share our testimonies. He doesn't want us to share on a Saturday afternoon that tomorrow is Father's Day, and I lived through horror and fear as a little girl growing up in our home.
Because my God,
that's just the way it was. You know, we my dad was a pedophile, and he just abused all of his daughters, including myself. However, there is a God who will deliver and heal. I had to walk through all kinds of association with my natural father, saying, okay, then this, if my natural father will do this to me, then God must be like that too. And which it may sound silly to some women, oh, how could you think that? That's ridiculous. But you know what? You said something very early on on the broadcast, and you said, let's keep it real.
Mm.
Pastor, you said, let's keep it real. I don't have time to play with women's lives. I don't have time to sit here and be cute with you. I need to say that God is able to erase and deliver and redeem and restore memories. He will do that. And the reason why I know that he will do that, because I'm sitting here talking to you on this broadcast. He will do that. And then he won't just deliver you and heal you of memories. He will put you in a situation, God will, because most of the prisons that we go to are all men. And when I share this testimony with them, the biggest men, all this muscle and I'm so bad and all of that, all I can hear is the tears, because the men are saying, oh my God, how can this woman come in here? Because I'm sent. I didn't plan this. I didn't plan to be in men's prisons. Okay, I didn't plan it, but God is able to take you from being this victim, because I'm not a victim. I'm
my
an overcomer.
God.
I'm an overcomer.
Yes, hallelujah.
I'm not a victim, Pastor. There's no victim mentality in me. I don't have enough sense to be a victim. I'm like, I want to make sure that this weekend is really a weekend of power and deliverance and healing for women who are still struggling with that inner ugliness, that inner I'm nobody, and that inner past little girl who has a hard time coming out and being real.
Yeah.
And seeing God the Father like he is, this almighty, powerful God that will redeem and restore us and then allow us to share our testimony to other women. How can she do that? How can she share that? Because I'm free.
Amen.
Because I'm free. And it's taken years. Step by step. It's a step by step deliverance and a step by step healing. But God will do what only he can do. Why would God, I mean, put me in a men's prison, Pastor? Come on.
Nah, I didn't.
I shouldn't be in a men's prison. I should either be crazy I have a son. I could have not been able to have children. I could be crazy. I could be a lesbian. I'm watching all of our daughters running around, and they're angry because their fathers are not in their lives. And I'm looking at the men that are in prison and their parenting. Let me flip that, because there's men in the prison system in the state of New Jersey that are fathering from a distance.
Yes.
And they're really being good fathers, because they now realize how important a father is. Because our daughters will look at the men in their lives and compare them with their biological fathers and pick men just like them. And
yeah,
they will
And
that's what we're saying to them in the prison. We're facilitating, my husband and I are facilitating a reentry program inside the prison, and it's like, do you realize the effect that you have on your daughters? Do you realize the effect that these girls are going to go out and they're going to look for men? And if God doesn't lead them to the right man, they'll pick all the wrong relationships. And you'll see it in their lives. And so we're sitting in the front of all these men right now 3 times a week, and they're realizing that I didn't make the right choices.
Yes,
There were decisions and choices that I should have made that I didn't make. Well, why didn't you make them? Because, well, I was too drugged up, or I was too whatever. And now they're realizing, and I know there's someone out there saying, oh, yes, because they're in prison. No, it's because God has come and given them another opportunity through Christ Jesus to see that they don't have to carry that stuff around. They
yes,
can be forgiven.
Mm.
They can be forgiven.
My
and if
God.
If we looked at our lives, those of us who are born again and we're saved, those of us that are now saved, we can look back on our lives and say, you know what? I just didn't get caught.
Yes.
I just didn't get caught. And so, you know what? I used to have a hard time, Pastor, going to a Hallmark store and buying a Father's Day card.
Yeah, I agree. Yes,
okay.
I used to have the same problem.
It's like, oh, do I have to do this? Could I just not do this? And then, you know, you even when I was saved, I had a hard time going to the Hallmark store. And then, what does God do? God puts my dad in our lives. He puts him in our, not just in our lives, in our house. And he allows him to live in our house. Twice. The first time he was living in our house, and we had to, we moved, and he moved with us, and then he moved back down south. And I didn't have complete forgiveness for him. And a friend of mine said to me one time, he said, back then, he said, Sharon, you have not forgiven your dad. I'm like, shut up, please, I have. And I really hadn't. So God had to bring him back into our home years later for him and I to reconcile, for him to give his heart back to the Lord Jesus Christ with my husband at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
And then... And then ten days later, Pastor, he was gone. He gave his heart back to the Lord, and 10 days later, he was with the Lord. And I looked for different ministers to officiate his homegoing. I didn't realize it was mine to do.
My goodness, Jesus.
and I had to do it. God said, this is yours to do. Because 95% of your healing came at the funeral, and the word that God gave me to give to family members and friends was forgiveness. See, I can't stand in front of God's people and tell them to forgive if I have not. First of all, you know it. Anyone that has the Holy Ghost would know. She's just talking.
Yeah.
She's just talking. No, I'm not just talking. I'm living. And my heart is that women would be able to walk into this weekend delivered step by step. I'm not talking about goosebumps and all that. I'm talking about allowing the Holy Spirit of the living God to go right into that room where you've been hiding for all these years, and you've been sitting in churches for all these years, and you've been dressing the part and smelling the part, and you look wonderful, but there's a room inside of you. There's a little girl inside of you that's crying to get out. Something that happened to me and it helped me was someone said to me, you need to feel the pain and surround yourself with other women who will be able to support you as you feel the pain, as you're crying out, as you're being delivered, as you're being healed. You can't do this by yourself. It just doesn't work that way. You need other women around you. Some of them, excuse me, some of them have been where you are, and you don't even know it.
Yes. 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 And you know what, Pastor Ryan, that's what I'm finding, that so many people are hurting. You talked about your father, and, you know, you talked about your father being a child molester, a pedophile, you know, molesting you and your sisters, and how the Lord had him come back into your life at a later date and then leave out again because you had not completely forgiven him, and then had him come back again so that you could minister forgiveness to him, because, you know, the perpetrator needs to be ministered to as well. And you and your husband were able to minister forgiveness to him. And then you had to, and he went home to be with the Lord after recounseling his life to Jesus. And you had to, you preached the eulogy. You preached to his homegoing service. And then you're saying something so significant here, and all of this, I don't want anybody to miss it, is that a lot of us will be sitting in the churches, not me, because I too have had to be delivered from father issues.
Right.
But so many women looking good, smelling good, sitting in church, serving in church, and broken, busted, disgusted, hurting, needing to be healed. And I put this topic up today, the role of fathers, how important is the role of fathers. And you talked about the fact that you're in the prison. So I'm reviewing for people because there are people just tuning in. And that you're in the prisons 3 days a week talking to men who have missed it with their children. And I just want you to just share with us, you know, how do you forgive? How did you forgive someone who had you living in fear as a little girl? How did you forgive your molester, who was your own father?
I had to remember, God has always reminded me of where I came from and what I've done in my own life, the mistakes that I've made, the sin in my own life, the drugs and the alcohol and that entire lifestyle. You see, that's what brought me to a place of, even though that, because we can categorize sin. Well, that sin is worse than this sin, and that sin is worse than that sin. But God said, no, it's all sin. And so I had to go to the Lord and allow him to remind me by his spirit of the lifestyle that I lived. And as he did that, step by step, I cried out for forgiveness. Even though there were things that I've done that I've been forgiven for. But there's a depth of forgiveness for ourselves that will bring us to a place when I was asked to have my dad come back and live with us for the first time, and I wanted to say no. God said to me, "You can't say no. You cannot say no. Where did you come from? What have you done in your life that makes you much better than him?"
Jesus.
And I had to be on the phone and start. God is just speaking to me. Come on now. Where you been? Where have you been? What have you done? Think back. And there were flashbacks, Pastor. There were flashbacks of situations in my life and circumstances in my life. And I'm like, oh, God, I did that. Yes. Oh, God. Forgive me. Oh, God. Oh, God. He said, now, look at your dad. I love him. He's your dad. And I also say, you know, like, honor your mother and your father. It doesn't mean honor them when they do things for you and they buy you bicycles and they buy you all kind of stuff. No, honor your parents. And I had to remember where I came from. It was hard. It was not comfortable at all. But by the time my dad walked into our home the first time, it was a little better. I was like, okay, so, all right. And I still had to work through that, okay, God, help me. Show me how to do this. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this. I'm going into the scriptures and I'm looking at the word. However, God used the word and he used his spirit and the remembrance of, you know what? You weren't all that, okay? You weren't all that either. And there's some things, Pastor, that I've done in my life that I don't even remember.
Yeah.
I was so high and so drugged up. I don't even remember the stuff I did. I remember this. I remember being high on heroin. Me and a friend of mine were high on the same heroin, and we're sitting on a street corner in Newark, New Jersey, and he just flops over. So I'm thinking, okay, he just nodded out, and let me wake him up. He had OD'd. We did the same heroin.
Jesus.
How many bags
Jesus.
Of heroin did I sell that killed somebody, that somebody else OD'd?
Yeah.
How many sons, mother sons, did I lie to and screw around with?
Mm.
And
yeah.
then have my dad in my life. It's like, okay.
My God. Jesus.
Step by step. It didn't all come with, you know, like I said before, goosebumps and all that kind of stuff. I didn't even trust men. It took me a while to trust my own husband.
Mm.
My first husband was an abuser too. He was a physical and emotional abuser. So that's what you think you deserve. I deserve to be beat. I deserve to be taken advantage of. I deserve to be abused. And then when my years later, you know, here you are. Fast forward, now you're saved, and God brings a man to you, and I don't even know how to deal with him. You know, he's a gentleman.
Yes, he is.
And a scholar.
Yes.
I didn't know how to deal with him. I took everything and flipped it around. Everything he said. He said, "I didn't say that. That's what I heard."
My goodness. Because you were still angry and hurting and stuff. And that's why the father's role is so important. Because if the father's don't get it right, if they don't father us the way that the Lord would have them to father us, their messed up lives mess up our lives. Mm-hmm. And we carry that sin. We carry our father's sin into our lives. And then we have children, and we transfer it into our children's lives. And there's so many people messed up. And I was thinking about those men in the prison, where you go into the prison three times a week. And I was thinking about those men in the prison and how those men in the prison have fathers who dropped the ball.
That's right.
And now they have dropped the ball. And then their sons now and their daughters are going to suffer as a result of them not being there. And this is by no means a broadcast to bash fathers, the thing about it, we're being honest, the truth of the matter is a lot of people, a lot of women have father issues, and that molestation piece is so significant that we need to get delivered and set free from the fact that somebody touched us, somebody has raped us. Not even just touched me, but like you said, had sex. I believe you said your father had sex with you, raped you as a child, and more than once, you know. So to get to the point where it's more than somebody touched me, but God wants you, he doesn't want you coming up on Father's Day every year. And I'm talking to the listeners out there. Thank you so much for tuning in. I see the switchboard is lit up, chat room. God bless you. But God does not want us to, and we're going to take some calls soon, too. I'm talking with Apostle Sharon Ryan, the author of Why I Shout, and she's just giving us a powerful testimony. If you're just tuning in, you want to go back and listen to the archives later, blogtalkradio.com/power. But I asked her to come today for Father's Day, just today. I just invited her today. Because the Lord put upon my heart, because a lot of you listening to me have that testimony that your father was, maybe he wasn't a child molester like my father, like Pastor Apostle Sharon Ryan's father. Maybe he just wasn't there. You know, maybe he let you down, or maybe he abandoned you, or maybe he was an alcoholic. Or maybe he was abusive towards your mom, or abusive towards you, whatever it was. Maybe he was in prison or a drug addict. But what we're saying is,
Yes. Or maybe he was this great guy.
Yes.
Maybe he was this great guy, because there's somebody listening that says, "Well, my dad wasn't like that, and my dad wasn't like that, and da 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 da." And how does she, you know, and they're going off in their head. And even though he was a great guy, there was a part of that relationship. It didn't have to be abuse, but like Pastor said, emotionally abandoning a child is really it does something to the inner core of who that child is, who that daughter is. So we're not just talking about dads who weren't really dads. What we're talking about is your father may have been the best father in the world, but you know what? He still wasn't God, and he still made some mistakes. And we still have to forgive them. And just by what you're saying, my husband and I do role plays, and one day we were inside the prison, and one of the men asked me a question, and I turned to the rest of the men in the group. I said, "Well, listen, let me just tell you this: we're going to do a role play here. It's going to be real. It's going to be a role play. I'm going to answer this man. I'm going to answer him, and I want you, as far as you're concerned, in this group, you're not even here. This is a focus on this man here." And when we finished, we started out, and he asked me a question. I answered the question. I shared with him what was in my heart toward him and toward, because I have a son, so I've had to do that with my son also because of my own lifestyle in the past. So, you know, and when we finished, this man had tears running down his face, and I turned to the rest of the group of men, and here's this big kingpin guy. He's a leader in the prison, and he's saying, he just shouts out, "I just got healed of my father issues."
Jesus. Yes, yes,
and,
Lord, my God.
And, right, and all the rest, some of the other men were like, "Yeah, wow, okay, now I understand why my mom did this, and now I understand why my dad did this. Oh, my God." Or now I understand what why my wife did this, okay?
Yes,
a lot of
yes.
our guys are married, and they're married to women who have been abused. And I try to tell them, your wife has been abused. I haven't met her. I don't even know her name. I don't even know her name. She's been abused just by your profile of her. She's been abused in some area. And it's just amazing to see how God, I love him. I love God.
I love
the Lord. I love the Lord.
Yes.
I love how he can turn a life that has been so dysfunctional and just broken. And the want to, you asked me a question earlier, how did I forgive? I had to want to, you know, there's a want to there. I don't want to be the same person that I was 20 years ago or 15 years ago or last week, matter of fact. I want God to do a renovation in me. Sometimes I ask him for a brain transplant because my brain goes a little. I'm like, "God, give me a brain transplant, will you please? By the Holy Spirit." But we have to want to.
Yes.
You know, knowing that you have an issue, you and I both know we had issues. And
yes.
wanting God to do spiritual surgery on us is really important. Because it may not have been your dad. It could have been your uncle. It could have been your granddad. It could have been a teacher. And it didn't have to be God. It didn't have to be a father. Okay? It could have been an aunt. It could have been a babysitter. Female babysitter. Thank you very much. Let's be real. We want to be real, right?
Yes, definitely. Yes.
It could have been all that too. And so we've all been like, "I don't even know who I am. Who am I, God? You created me. Who am I? Am I really this person who feels dirty?" God is speaking to someone today, Pastor Rebecca. They feel dirty all the time. They can't take enough showers, and they can't take enough baths, and they can't do the perfume thing. They can't, because they always feel dirty. And
yes, Lord.
If we don't address these personal issues with each other as women, then we will not be delivered, and we will not be healed. And our daughters will be not delivered and not healed. And our daughters... This is not easy, but it's necessary. It is vitally important that we know. I felt dirty all the time, Pastor. All the time. And I didn't even know I felt dirty. You know how you don't feel like, you don't even I didn't even know I felt dirty until
yeah.
I'm clean. And once we let our Holy Spirit to clean us, we're like, "Wow, I felt dirty all this time. I felt less than all this time. I felt insignificant all this time." And God is saying today to us as women, "Your significance is in me, baby girls."
Mm-hmm.
That's where your significance is. I know what happened to you, and I still love you.
Yes.
There's the why. Why did this happen? How come it had to happen like this? How come it could always be worse? And I'm not going to downplay anybody's pain. That's not what we're doing here. But I believe that the Spirit of a living God has lifted this whole broadcast up and say, "You are worth being delivered.
Yes.
You are worth being healed. I stayed on the cross so that you would be delivered and healed. So that you can have the relationships that you need to have to go on with your life and be a blessing and bring glory to God."
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. I feel somebody getting healed right now. My God.
I really didn't believe that God loved me. How could you love me and let this happen to me? Well, he still loved me. And, you know, the word of God talks about transgressors. Some of us have been transgressed against. And we've forgiven. And we're going on with our lives. But why? To help other sisters. To help other brothers. I'm looking at the men in the prison, and God is transforming their lives. He's transforming their lives right in front of our face.
My God.
Do this together. We facilitate this reentry program together. And we, you know what? And let me just put a little bug in your ear, ladies, or if there's men out there, we need some male mentors. Because these men that we're ministering to, guess what? They're coming back home. And they're coming to our neighborhoods. Do you still want them to break into your house? I don't think so. We need some strong men that will be able to mentor these men as they're incarcerated and as they're coming out. Life skills. This program that we're facilitating is amazing. It is just life skills. You know, however we need, I can't teach a man how to be a man. I learned that back in the day when I was working with men coming out of prison in a halfway house in New England. I can't teach a man how to be a man. But my heart is the same heart that God has for these men.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Yes, I tell you, that's just so powerful that the Lord is using you to help men, to help men get healed, you know, and to help fathers get healed, to go home and be ready to go home and be fathers and to be husbands. It's just so powerful, just so powerful. I want to invite people to call in. I don't know how much more time you have. I want to see if anybody wants to talk to you, if anybody has a question for you.
Okay.
And I also want to give your information for people to contact you for the mentoring and also for Safe Harbor Ministries. Tell us, the switchboard is open. If you want to talk to Apostle Sharon, Ryan, Prophet, Apostle, Pastor, call in 646-652-4832 if you need prayer. That testimony just ministered to you and you find yourself weeping now. Call in and let us pray with you. If you're already on the switchboard, just push one and raise your hand. We want to talk to you. If you have a shout out for your father, if you have a wonderful father who's never done nothing but father you and be there for you, call us because we want to hear the upside. This is the upside, and then you're going to hear the end of this testimony. But we want to hear your story. Let your voice be heard. Call in and let your voice be heard. I know it's a little deep, you know, for a Saturday afternoon, but look, a lot of you, what you're feeling is deep. You know, the pain that you're feeling is deep, and God wants you to be delivered. And I believe his power is enough to even come through this internet and phone lines to begin to minister to you. I believe that you're being healed right now by the power of the Holy Ghost, that we have the anointing right here. The two of us, the ones on the phone lines in the chat room, agreeing, amen, that God is able. So this is Let Your Voice Be Heard. How important do you think the role of fathers is? If you have a comment on the testimony or your prayer request, let your voice be heard. Push one and let your voice be heard. Amen. Again, go ahead and give us some information while we're waiting for people. See, some people are really taking this in today. You know, they're really taking it in because God is doing spiritual surgery right now. What's on your heart?
talking to me?
Yes.
Oh. What's on my heart is allowing God to use me to set women and men free, but especially right now, today, women to be set free. I want you to be so free and so delivered and so healed that you would give God the glory in your life. That's my heart. I don't have to know you. I don't have to see you. But my heart is that you would be and you would do all that God created you to be and do. That's my heart for all of the women that are listening, all the sisters that are listening, all the mothers that are listening, all the daughters that are listening, all the nieces that are listening, or the aunts, all the aunts that are listening. All, you know, that's my heart. I want you to be who God created you to be. There's gifting and talents and all kinds of gifts and creativity inside of you that's being locked up because there's a room. There's a room. Okay, there's a room that needs a key. The Holy Spirit is the key, right, Pastor? The Holy Spirit is the key to come in and unlock that door and open it wide up, open, and be real with God.
Yes.
And be real with God, because he knows all about it anyway. He knows all about it anyway. So it's like, okay, wonderful. Now the door is open. Allow the Holy Spirit of a living God to walk in.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have a hand raised. And
okay.
Put this call on the air so that we can talk to her. Area code 312, you're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman show.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, Erica. Good to hear from you today.
Good to hear from you as well. This is very touching show today. And it is a blessing to my life. But I want to ask the apostle a question because I grew up without my father in my life. I think I met my dad twice when I was 10 years old, and he left and never came back. And I didn't have my mom really in my life either because she was, you know, out kind of doing her own thing and trying to find herself as well. So I basically had to grow up a lot on my own, and I had to raise siblings and things like that. And I've always been wanted my parents in my life. I never had a lot of love that I desired in my life, that I still desire now. And even now in my life, I still want my dad. And I've tried to find him several times. And he's somewhere close around. And even my mom has, you know, seen him and told him that I wanted to see him. But I don't think that he wants to see me. I believe that he may be scared because he don't know how I probably will respond to him. And so it still bothers me. It still has an effect on me, somewhat. I forgive my dad. I don't know why he left. At this point, I don't want that to be something that I dwell on, because I want to be able to get to know him and love him as a person. Even now, we all make mistakes in life, but we can't hold on to that. And I just want to get to know him and be around him. And even with my mom, you know, to just love her even now. I don't know the reason she wasn't there. I don't know the, a lot of the things that she went through. Some things she told me, but some things she didn't. And I've made a lot of bad decisions, even with the men that I've dated and been out with, based on a lack of appearance in my life and people to show me, you know, watch out for this or watch out for that or that guidance. And I still struggle with that even now to this day. So how do I begin to change that?
How do you begin to change that? Well, let me just say that you've already started to change it by calling and sharing your heart with us. That was the first step. It may not seem like it was the first step, but it was the first step, right, Pastor?
Yes.
By her just calling, by Erica just calling. And I just sense that you said that your dad is afraid and he's guilty and he doesn't know how to approach you. So I believe that there's some things that we want to pray with you and against, like there's a spirit of abandonment. There's an abandonment that has been overshadowing your life. And and as you were talking, I heard the Lord say to you, Erica, that it wasn't your fault that your dad left.
Yeah.
Oh, it was not your fault. And that's going to have to permeate from your head to your heart, from your ears to your head to your heart, because it wasn't your fault. And we don't know what it was, but I know that God said, tell Erica it wasn't her fault. And I guess my next question is, do you have a relationship with the Lord?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Then all of your this is going to be a step by step. This is not going to be, you know, everything's going to happen at one time. And I believe that you know that. But if you were to put the Lord God in the place in your heart that you would like to have your dad in, God is going to go in by his spirit and do some spiritual surgery on that part of your heart. And you're going to, the void that you feel, honey, we both have been there. There is a void. And the only person that can fill that void is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yeah.
And as you allow him to go in and fill that void, you will be surprised at the comfort and the healing that will take place in your life, step by step. And talking out loud and saying, God, you know what? There is a void. I need you to fill this void.
That's good.
Does that make sense to you, Erica?
Yes, it does.
You know, we all have voids. We have voids, and I used to overeat because of a void. That void in my life. And that food brought me comfort. You will not believe how much I ate and how much I weighed and how much I weigh today.
I've been there too.
And so there's a void. And we have to. There's no. I'm not going to sit here and go, You do these four things, and then everything's gonna be fine. That's not the deal. The deal is, there's a void, going to God, being real, as Pastor Rebecca said from the the very beginning, saying, you know what? I just feel abandoned. There's a hole there, and I need you to fill it. And then he'll put the word in there for you. But he will comfort you. The prayer that I'm speaking into the atmosphere for you, Erica, is that you allow the Holy Ghost of the living God to even embrace you, to comfort you, that you would tangibly feel the presence of the mighty God, so that the void would be filled by Him.
Yes.
By Him Himself. And I believe it's going to be a part of you getting ready to see your dad, because you may not be even ready to see him right now.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Erica, you know, I mean, that's just so powerful, what Apostle Jaron was saying, because I went with that same void. You know, my dad left when I was 10, and I didn't see him again until I was an adult woman. I was in my 30s. And by then, the Lord had already gotten me ready to see him again, because I had filled that void with the Lord Jesus Christ, and I had forgiven my father. And then after that, he sent me audio cassette tape apologizing for the hurt. And I cried like a baby. I cried like a baby because I was like, my God. Now the devil came and said, well, I thought you had forgiven. But I had forgiven, but there was another dimension. There was another level, dimension of forgiveness that God wanted to do. See, we forgive on the surface with our mouths and our intent. And then God begins to go deeper, and we begin to forgive in our heart. And then when I, like Apostle Sharon Ryan, when I preached my father's eulogy, that was my total deliverance. And, you know, it sounds crazy, right, Apostle Sharon?
Right? Yeah,
that God would have that I was able to stand there and say I love my father, you know, after all the years of saying I hated him because he wasn't there, because he had such a negative impact on my life. It was so liberating. When they asked me to do the eulogy, I said no right away. But the Holy Ghost, I thank God for the Holy Ghost, apprehended me and said, you will preach this eulogy. You will do it. And I flew to Florida, and I spent a sleepless night preparing something to say. I said, God, what could I say? And God said, just tell the truth. Just tell people that he wasn't there, because everybody knows he wasn't there. But say, but when he came back, that God allowed, that God was there, and that my father got saved, and then he in turn evangelized his children who were not saved, but I was already saved. And I just thank God that I had love in my heart. No matter if he had never come back and apologized, that I no longer had that hatred in my heart, but I had love in my heart towards my dad. You know, and like you, Erica, and like Apostle Sharon Ryan, she didn't even give the full testimony. If she gave the full testimony, it would probably knock some of you off of your seats, your feet. But bad relationships, you know, and all the wrong relationships, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places, you know, looking for somebody to validate me. That sense, that spirit of abandonment that you talked about, Apostle Sharon, where we look for somebody to just feel that void, make me feel wanted, make me feel loved, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And even as Pastor Rebecca is speaking, Erica, that abandoned, there's also this feeling like, maybe you've never said it, but just like this orphan, like I got that when you first talked about your mom and your dad, but there's this I don't belong anywhere. Where do I belong? And I want you to know, Erica, that you belong right in the palm of the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's holding you up right now. You could have lost your mind by now. But you didn't. I don't belong. Yes, you do. Pastor Rebecca and I are here to tell you, you belong. You belong to the Lord. And He loves you so much. He will never leave you. He will never abandon you. Like Pastor Rebecca said, even if it's not time to see your dad and you may not see him, God loves you. You do belong. Absolutely belong. You're not out there by yourself. You belong. And you're worth it. You're worth it. Oh my God, how worth it are you? Father, we thank you for Erica.
Yes.
We thank you for Erica, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Erica?
Yes.
My wonderful husband has something for you. As a dad, here we go.
Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Hi. You know what? You would make a great adult daughter. So.
Yeah. Come on, honey. Let it be you.
You would make a great adult daughter. And that's what counts, I think. Obviously, your heart would be satisfied if you could connect with Dad and actually have a chance to express. And obviously, if you did get a chance to express, you know, connect and express, you'd have some feelings, some sorrow, some sadness, some resentment. Maybe you'd want to clear up with him, but your heart is actually to forgive him. And so in this vacuum of not being able to do that, I think Pastor Rebecca and my wife both pointed the way to you to go deep into seeing, you know, by the Holy Spirit, seeing God the Father and Jesus, our older brother, as our two really perfect male presences in our life. You know, God the Father and Jesus, His Son, you are family. You have a perfect spiritual family in them, and someday you're going to be, you know, united with them. So in the meantime, you know, you have obviously this lacking, but I'm just going to say that even in the lacking, you just keep on, like the two ladies shared with you, you know, pursue relationship and get to know the tender, loving, completely accepting God and Jesus that they are. And you'll find that portrait in His Word and in the Spirit of God and in music and, who knows, drama and film, that all of these Christian threads can reinforce for you what you're not actually experiencing in the natural bond that you'd like to have with Dad, wherever he is, East Orange or wherever he is. But a lot of us dads, now I'm not going to speak for myself, I'm in a different category, but a lot of dads just don't know how. Like my wife said, to get over the shame, the guilt, and the I don't know how to. You know, he may, you know, your mom may have told him, hey, Erica's waiting for you. What's, you know, what are you waiting for? And we get paralyzed as men because our egos and our frailty, actually, we're really timid little boys in grown-up clothes who've been fathering children, but we don't know how to even initiate, to start. Like, I'm going to take a jump here, jump in and just say, Yeah, to your mom. Yeah, let me talk to her. What's her number? You know, thank God, Erica, we have a Sharon and a Rebecca, Pastor Sharon, Apostle Sharon, and Pastor Rebecca, who had some closure with their husband, with their fathers, and now they have becoming whole, and even more whole relationships with their husbands. And you may or may not get that, but just realize if you don't, and I don't want to say, you know, you're not going to, but let's just say it doesn't happen. You are still a woman of God, and you've got a great, are you married?
No.
Well, you know, there's someone out there who would make a great husband, and you'd make a terrific wife. So let God prepare you for him, and you pray for him, even though you may not have met him, or maybe you do know who he is. I don't know. But I'm going to turn you back over to these ladies. Before I do, I just want to pray a quick kind of release and prayer over you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Bobby, you know Rebecca better than she knows herself, certainly better than her mom.
Erica.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Rebecca, Pastor Rebecca.
Amen.
You know Erica better than she knows herself. So, Lord, the three of us, Pastor Rebecca, Apostle Sharon, myself, I'm Pastor Christopher, we just release her. We have the authority now in Jesus' name to release her from any taunting of the enemy, any accusations of the enemy, any subtle lies, any poor self-image, any regrets about who she is. We release her to become, like my wife said, and be, and to become and do everything that God planned for her in the spiritual DNA before she ever saw the light of this world. So we celebrate you, Erica, and we say,
thank you.
Just be and stay hooked up with this woman of God, Pastor Rebecca, and whoever else the Lord would put in your life. Keep on keeping on, girl. All right?
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Christopher. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Pleasure, Rebecca. You keep on going, Pastor Rebecca. You keep on going.
Thank you. I needed that too, believe me. I tell you, thank you so much. It's just so, I feel God. I just know the presence of the Lord is here. I tell you, God is just amazing. Erica is in Chicago, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
She's in Chicago. I met her when I went out to preach a couple years ago, and the Lord connected us because we have a very similar story. And she said, you were telling my story, and God is just doing wonderful things in her life. She's a young woman of 27. I don't believe she's had a birthday yet.
It's coming up in 8 days.
What's your birthday?
June 26th.
Okay, mine is June 24th. Happy birthday, girl.
Happy birthday
to
you.
Thank you. Happy birthday. Yay.
Erica, do you have anything to say?
Oh, my goodness. I thank God for you all today. I thank you. I thank God for the show on today. Pastor Rebecca, you have been a tremendous blessing in my life, more than you know. And I try to always, always let you know how important and how special you are to me.
You do.
Pastor Sharon, and to your husband, God bless you. Thank you all so much.
God bless you.
For the words of encouragement, the prayer, and just for everything that you guys imparted in me today. It was truly, truly, truly a blessing. And I thank God for what he's doing and what he continues to do through his man and woman of God. And I believe and know that God will get the glory out of my life.
Amen.
One of the things I do
Amen.
Is practice every day. I'm not perfect, but I practice every day that God can get the glory out of my life because I know that the enemy is defeated already
Amen.
In my life. I know who I am in God, and I thank him because he is my comforter. He is everything to me that I need him to be, and he has been there for me from beginning up until now, and he will continue to be there until he comes back for me. And so I just praise God. I bless you, and I praise you. And as a young woman of God, I will continue to give God the glory with my life.
Amen. And let me just say this to you, Erica. As you're talking, I hear the Lord say, there's somebody watching you. There's some women watching you. And you're going to be able to do what it is that God has called you to be and do with these women. They're watching you. They may not have made themselves known to you yet, but there's women watching you. And they're younger than you. And they're saying to themselves, even today, how is she doing this? So be on the... Be on the spiritual lookout for these women, because they're watching your life.
My God.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is just speaking. And I wanted to say to everybody out there, you're listening to the Women to Women broadcast with Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and my special calling guest today is Apostle Sharon Ryan and her wonderful husband. He said Pastor, again, I know him as Apostle also, Christopher Ryan. They're not into titles. I'm using titles, but they're really not into titles. And we've been speaking with Erica. If you want to speak with us, call in 646-652-4832. Phone lines are open. There are people on the switchboard. If you want to be on the air, just raise your hand and I'll put you on the air. But I want to say that the Lord led me to have Apostle Sharon Ryan come on today. I tell you, Erica, and Christopher and Sharon, you don't know this, but I felt like quitting today. You know, and I was like, Lord, you got to send me some help because I have never been here. But God is good, and he is able, and he's faithful to complete the work which he has begun in us. And just the fact that this breakthrough, your breakthrough, Erica, was why we're here today. Your breakthrough was why I couldn't quit. You understand what I'm saying? That's how important you are to God, that these two couple were supposed to be in the prison, today. Right? Am I telling the truth?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're telling the truth. Yes, we would have been in a prison this morning, but and we would have been really spent, too spent to do this. Like Pastor Rebecca said, that's how important you are to God, Erica.
And
to everybody who's listening, to anybody out there who's listening, you may not call in, but to those of you who are out there listening, I know you're listening because I see you in the switchboard in the chat room. Know that God loves you. Look,
amen.
Can you guys speak a word? Just speak a word into the lives of the people who are listening. I want to just say hello to Kathy. God bless you. It was just so good seeing you. Pastor Anthony is exhausted. He's not going to do the marriage moments on today. Normally he speaks into marriage. Maybe we can have Pastor Christopher speak a word about marriage a little later on if the Lord leads him. But God wanted us to be healed on this issue of our fathers. You know, we're messing up our husbands, we're messing up our relationships, we're messing up our potential for marriage by laying down with the wrong men who are not our husbands, and, you know, and going from relationship to relationship. And the devil's out there, he's prowling around like a roaring lion, saying whom he may devour, because he wants to keep you through your father issues, which is a spiritual issue, spiritual attack against your destiny. He wants to keep you from walking into the fullness of being a wife for the single women out there, and you too, Erica, especially you, Erica, being the wife that God created you to be. The devil wants to block your destiny by having you revert to those same old patterns in your relationships, and God had me get reinforcement today. Normally we have a lot of callers calling in, and you know, but God wanted this to happen. He wanted this to happen today for you, Erica, to say you can't go back. You told me flat-footed in Chicago when I met you, said, you were not, there's no stopping you now. Those were your words. There's no stopping you now.
Yes.
You can't. When I committed to be in your life, you said, I'm not turning back. There's no stopping me now. And I'm holding you to those words. And that's why you had to call in today. And that's why the Ryans had to be here with us. Both of them had to be here with us today because God is serious about what he has said about his children. God is serious about what he has said about us. And let me tell you something. Today, my apostle told me, I have three apostles, but Apostle Matthew Tillery told me today, you can't quit. There's no quitting. There's no quit. You cannot. Quitting is not an option.
No.
Even though sometimes we feel like giving up. My God. My God, sometimes we feel like throwing in the towel. Sometimes we feel like nobody understands. Sometimes we feel like we're all alone. You know, we're like Elijah sometimes. Just take me out of my misery. Let me die. Just let me die, Lord, you know.
Okay.
And God is saying, no, your work is not finished. Your work, Erica, your work is not finished. Kathleen and Ray, your work is not finished. Minister Valerie Allen, your work is not finished. All of you, the guests in the chat room, guests, 6, 7, 4, 3, all of the guests, your work is not finished. God is not, my work is not finished. The Ryan's work, their work is not finished. We get tired, we get frustrated, we want to quit. But God won't, it's something on the inside of us, and we know that's the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
The precious Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, dwells in our hearts. And he said, no, my Father is faithful to complete the work, and you cannot quit.
Yeah.
You can't quit. You can't give up. No, and the devil will bring, this is Father's Day, the devil will bring those same old issues back to haunt us again. That's why God said, yes, call them and let this be what, let it be what it is. Let the chips fall where they may. But I tell you, somebody got healed today.
And you know what, man. Pastor and Erica, there's some women out there that are struggling to go to Hallmark today. As you were talking, I saw that there's this struggle going on because they can't go to the store to buy a card because of the pain that they're in, and they're making all these excuses why they can't get to the store. But I hear God say, if you would just allow me by my spirit to fill that void, then I will send you or not send you to the store today. And what I mean by not send you, maybe you're not supposed to go. Maybe you're just supposed to give a call. You have to do what you're able to do, emotionally able to do. You may not be able to go to the store, but there's some of you that are supposed to, you know, we decree courage to you and go. In the midst of your pain, do it afraid. Do it afraid. But there's some of you that don't, just pick up the phone maybe tomorrow and call. Don't beat yourself up because you're struggling today. Don't beat yourself up. Just listen to what the Lord is saying to you and do that and no more.
That's good. And what, because I was going to say, what if I can't call? I was going to say, what if they can't call? You know, some people are just like me. I'm like, God, I remember so many years saying, being in the store, looking at the Father's Day card and saying, you know what? None of these fit.
That's right.
They don't fit. I don't want to write a letter. And I don't want to call because how can I call and say Happy Father's Day? But God delivered me. I mean, maybe a bit late because, I mean, even it was towards the end when we had our conversation with each other, you know, we were able to talk on the phone and laugh together. But I thank God for deliverance. And like you guys were saying earlier, maybe we won't have that closure to be able to talk and laugh with each other, but God will give you the closure. He will heal you. There's some people whose fathers are no longer here, and they never got the closure. And some of them are healed. Some of you are healed, and some of you are not. And God says, today, I want you to, like the Ryan said, open up that place in your heart where the void is, where your father would be, where you would want your father to be, and let him heal you, and let God heal you. Don't fill it with a man or some liquor or some, you know, drugs or even, you know, people. But let God heal you. Don't fill it with sex, you know, like I've done so many times before the Lord came into my life. But let God heal you. God has so much more in store for us. And sometimes don't beat yourself up if you can't call, if you can't go to the store and buy a car. Don't beat yourself up. Just sit down and pray and ask God to take the pain away. He will. I tell you, God will do it. He will take away the pain. So, again, I'll pause for sharing. A lot of people, Erica, she took the courage to step leap of faith, and she called, and she raised her hand, and God met her. And I just want to encourage you out there to call. Give a shout-out to your father. You got a good father. If you have a good father, call and give a shout-out to your father. I should give a happy Father's Day, Pastor Christopher Ryan, a good father. Amen. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day, Pastor Anthony Simmons. You know,
Simmons.
Have not always been a good father, but God redeemed my husband to where he's a good father. I just say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there who are holding it down. And you don't fall into this category. The Lord kept you because God is a keeper, too.
Yes.
So I don't know what else to say. Call in. Raise your hand. Some of you on the switchboard, raise your hand. Let's put you on the air. Let your voice be heard. Come on in and let your voice be heard.
I would like to say happy Father's Day to the greatest father of all, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ himself, because he is the greatest father. He is the best father that I've ever had in my life, and I'm happy that he loves me the way that he does, because I don't know where I would be without him. I don't know what I would do without him, and I just praise him every day and every opportunity that I get to, every time that I think about it, to just praise him. And Pastor Rebecca, I just want to tell you that even with everything that I've been going through, one of the things I told the Lord a couple of years ago, because when things used to hit my life and people would come against me, I would always run and I would always give up and quit. And I told the Lord that I was taking quitting out of my vocabulary, because
yes,
it's always so easy to run and to quit and give up on God when things get a little hard. But why not stand there and fight? Because God is worth it. God is worth it. And he has given up so much for us. Why can't we take a stand for him? And so I told him that I would not quit. And no matter how hard it gets, I have challenges we all go through and things like that, but I cannot afford to quit. I promised him that I will commit my life to him, and I meant that with all my heart. No matter what I go through, it's going to be, sometimes it's hard, sometimes I don't know what to do, but I refuse to give up and quit. I refuse to give up and quit. And I just say to you that you can't quit. Because it is women like me who need you, who hears you, who God helps, who God touched through your lives. It is women like you all who shares your life, your testimony. And at the time when you came in my life, Pastor Rebecca, I was at the end. I was at the end. And I told God if he didn't come through, it was going to be all over for me. And he sent you in my life. It wasn't by accident. It wasn't by mistake. It was not by happenstance. But when you opened your mouth and spoke, I know that you were sent personally for me. And
amen.
I told you, I remember exactly what I told you. And to this day, it still stands.
Amen.
I cannot, I will not, and I won't quit.
Yes, yes, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Neither will I. I just felt like it. Amen, hallelujah. To God be the glory. We have Dana Neal in the chat room, and she had, was on the phone lines earlier, and she's given us a testimony about her father, and she says that she has forgiven her father, and, you know, so many different areas of healing that need to happen in his life. And she said she's forgiven him, but he has to let go of her being his crutch or any woman being his scapegoat. And it's so true that a lot of men, and I love the fact that Apostle Christopher Ryan came on and talked about the fact that the man may not be able to handle the relationship that he should have with his child, whether it's a female or a male. You know, and that's, Erica, for you, too, that sometimes your dad may not be ready to handle a relationship with you. My daughter, her father wasn't in her life all of her life, and she searched for him. And when she found him, he was a drug addict out there on the streets, all cracked out and on his deathbed, you know, on his way out of this earth. And she, all of her life, she needed dad. You know, she wanted daddy. Mama wasn't good enough. She wanted daddy. And now she's been healed, too, because the Lord has filled that void. So I just thank God. And even Miss Dana Neal is in the chat room praising God. She's saying God is so good. All his people that can hear his voice, while know his voice, and they know what to do in their families and in their lives. And she said that's why God has her building Family for You Breakthrough Ministries, because they are ready, willing, and able. She said she's open to hear him and do all that he says do. And she's on the battlefield saying that her dad left her to handle him. You know, her dad left her to do his business, to live, to do him. You know, I'm going to do me. But he lied for so long that it was hard. It was very hard. He never molested her, but he took from her. And she said her place in his life, he stole that from her, her place in his life as her, as his daughter. And she says that her father doesn't understand how she's still fighting for that place in his life, but she says she's fighting a different way. She says she wants him to truly find God and that he will understand then what his life needs to be like for God. So Dana's praying for her dad. And Dana, we join you in praying for your dad, that he will get saved and delivered and set free. And we pray for your father too, Erica, that he will be saved and set free, amen, and be able to come into a real relationship. Because this war that we fight is not against flesh and blood, was against spiritual principalities, wickedness in high places, you know. So we have to continue to remember that we have to pray for our fathers. I want to ask you, Pastor Sharon, speak a word to Dana Neal, you know, for pertaining to her testimony in the chat room.
Dana, as Pastor was speaking, I believe that you had said that you're praising God, you've forgiven him, and your dad is not ready. Maybe he's not ready to have a relationship with you. But you know what, Dana? You just keep on doing what you're doing. Because just like the other young lady, Erica, he's watching. And he may be watching from a distance, but he's watching. And he really doesn't. He doesn't understand how you can be who you are without him in your life. But I hear God say, just keep doing what you're doing. Whatever you're doing, it's working. It's working on his heart. You may not be able to see it, but it's working on his heart. So we decree and we declare today that you would continue to do all of and be, most important, be what God has called you to be. And as you do everything that God is telling you to do, you just stand and watch God. So just watch him. Because your dad is watching you. You just keep doing what you are doing. And you just, God, just keep standing. I'm still standing. I hear the Lord saying to you, keep standing. Just keep standing. Just keep standing. And watch what God does. Just keep standing. In the name of Jesus Christ, you stand.
Yes. Yes, hallelujah.
Wow. Yeah. We're still standing. All of us, we're still standing.
Yes,
And we're not standing feeling sorry for ourselves. We're standing in the presence of a living God.
My God, amen, yes. Jesus, and Dana is praising God. She's praising God. She says, my God, hallelujah. She says, yes, Lord, because God is in control. She says, I love my father, honor and respect my parents, both of them, but God will handle them and use them later in life. And when you begin to speak, Dana began to praise God, Apostle Sharon. She said, yes, Lord, hallelujah. And she's just, my God, you know, just delighting herself in the Lord, saying, glory, yes, Lord, yes, praise God, glory to God. I will keep standing, says,
yeah,
I will.
You don't know what your dad is seeing. You don't know the anointing on your life that's breaking the yoke in your dad. You don't know that. But God knows that. That's why he says, keep on standing. Keep on doing what you're doing. Because there's an anointing on your life. You are anointed to bring freedom and deliverance and healing. Keep standing.
My God. And that's definitely a word for Dana Neal, because she is she's found on two networks, right, on Facebook, on Bended Knees Network, which is for praying wives, and then Fam for You Breakthrough, Family for You Breakthrough. And the Lord is just using her mightily in those areas. But she comes up against much opposition, and she's still praising God in the chat room. Still praising God in the chat room for the word. I mean, through the chat room, you didn't even, God is speaking. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. I'll tell you, we only have about 20 more minutes. I want to encourage you to call, and God bless you to the guests in the chat room. Welcome to the Woman to Woman broadcast. On today, we have so much going on. The Lord is here. The Lord is here. You know, this is serious business because God is here. We have another hand raised. We're going to put this call on the air. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I want to encourage you to call in 646-652-4832. Call in and talk to us. Let your voice be heard right here on the Woman to Woman broadcast. Area code 973, you're on the air. Welcome to the Woman to Woman show.
Glory be to God as I lift up the precious and mighty matchless name of Jesus. Glory be and blessed his wonderful name. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. God bless you, Apostle. When Sister Erica spoke, the word just leaped up in my heart, Psalms 27. And I just want to share this with you on God today. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my light. Make it personal. And my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, which can mean my father, my brothers, my uncles, my cousins, came upon me to eat upon my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though it host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rises up against me, in this I will be confident. For one thing I desire of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Not one, not two, not one Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, says the Lord, and the secret of his tabernacle. He shall hide me from incest, from child molestation, from rape. He shall set me up upon a rock of his salvation, and shall know my head will be lifted above my enemies round about me. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. That means praise unto God. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing. Yay! I will sing praises unto the Lord. Yay! Ye praise ye the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart say unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Lord, I will seek your face when I'm in pain, when my heart is crying out, when my soul just can't take it anymore. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. I will look unto the hills from which comes my help, for my help cometh from above. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Lord, remember me. Forgive me of my transgressions, that thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation, the joy of my life, the God of my salvation. Key scripture, Psalms 27:10. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord God himself will take me up. When my father forsake me, when my father has molested me, when my father has raped me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, O God, for false witnesses arise up against me. False witnesses, they tell lies, and such as breathe out cruelty, O God. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the lands of the living. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, say. Be of good courage. Be, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait on the Lord, I say. Wait on the Lord. This is indeed the day that the Lord hath made, and I'm rejoicing and being very glad in it. This is the first year of my life that I have not been able to celebrate my natural father. He expired on last year of October 18, 2010. And I was just sitting here just listening behind the phones, just giving God glory, honor, and praise, allowing Lord to lead me onto this woman's show on today. And Father, I just want to thank you. Sister Erica, God bless you for your testimony unto the glory of God. But the moment that you said and gave honor to glory, you said you wanted to give honor and glory to the best father of all, and that is God himself, our Lord and Savior through Jesus Christ, our Father, which art in heaven. I tell you, the baby leaped. The word of the Lord came alive in me. Psalm 27 birthed out of me. And I just want to share with that what the Lord has given me unto today, that when your father and or your mother forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. He will take care of you. He will provide and supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Go ye now, as in the words of Pastor Rebecca, and serve ye the Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca and Apostle, for the time and opportunity to bring forth the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so
glory
much
to
for
God.
Bringing Yes, hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God.
There was deliverance. There was deliverance that took place right then.
Yes, God.
As you opened up your mouth to speak the word of the Lord, there was deliverance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not just for you, but for other women that are listening.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a deliverance that just swept through here.
Did you sense it,
Pastor Rebecca? There's a deliverance that has been permeated.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you didn't just speak for yourself. You spoke for someone that couldn't call.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your wonderful name, O God. Bless your wonderful name, O God. Bless your wonderful name, O God. Glory to God. Glory to God. His word is quick. is powerful, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is the discerner of the heart. Bless your name, oh God.
Yes, yes.
Bless your name. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Bless your name. Bless your name. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being there glad in. This is a special program on today, a ministry unto the glory of God. Thank you, Jesus. It's been stated time and again that this show, this broadcast, Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca Simmons, is like no other. And it sincerely is. It's anointed, and it's above all. And I thank God for his glory on this day. And I thank him so much, even yet still, from the overflow from last night. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's the joy of the Lord that's our strength. If we can just tap into his joy, their strength lies. The joy of the Lord. When the devil thought he had me, I thank God I got away. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just sense a I don't know, you wanted to say something. I didn't know if God was saying something to you or.
I don't. What is your name, honey?
Minister Valerie Allen.
And 973 is North East Orange.
Hillside. Well, New
Hillside,
Jersey.
Yeah. Okay. All right. God has I don't know what you do or I don't know what you do. But I know that I believe and I hear the Lord saying that you have not seen anything yet.
Lord, I thank you.
And I don't know where you sit. I don't need to know where you sit or what you've been doing or how you've been doing it. But I hear the Lord saying you have not seen anything yet. There
thank
are
you.
Doors that have been closed to you that will be opened to you. And God,
thank you.
Because you waited for the Lord to open them, you didn't push your way. You didn't exalt yourself.
Thank
because you didn't exalt yourself, God is going to open doors for you that no man can close.
Ooh,
he's going to open doors. You're going to be like, really, God?
Jesus.
Are you really serious about that?
Jesus.
And God said, yes, because of your obedience. When you could have pushed yourself out there in your own strength.
Jesus.
You didn't. God's going to open up doors for you.
Lord, I
like you would not believe. Like you would
Lord,
not believe. Because you kept saying to God, why? How come I can't get. And God's like,
Jesus.
Because you waited.
Thank you, God.
Now
thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank you today.
Thank you, God. That is the word of the Lord. Lord, I receive your word. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes. That
thank
is the word
you.
Of the Lord.
Yes,
and
it is.
And I gave her, you didn't know this, because, you know, Apostle Sharon Ryan doesn't listen to women on a regular basis. They're normally out doing ministry in the business. But I gave her that same word last week on the show.
Yes.
God, you're so faithful.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And God opened the door immediately.
Yes.
Immediately for her. And he's still opening doors. So I just thank God for confirmation today.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That God is, he's still yet speaking.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Bless you, God, for confirmation. Yes, he is. By two or three witnesses, his word is established this day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank
rest,
you, God.
Rest in that. Rest in that, Minister Valerie Allen.
Yes, amen.
Rest in that.
Amen.
Your struggle, I'm hearing God saying your struggle is over.
Bless
you,
Jesus.
My God. And I'm also hearing a
People say, well, what is going on here? Well, God is speaking. God is speaking.
Amen.
You know, your struggle is over. You don't have the battle is not yours, says the Lord.
Amen.
The battle is yours. It is mine. It belongs to me. And God is just wanting you to rest in him.
Amen.
He wants you to rest in him like you haven't rested in a long time.
Amen.
It's time to rest. I hear him saying it's time to rest.
Amen.
It's time to rest. You don't have to try to be, to do. Just rest. Just be in him. Abide. I'm here to abide.
Amen.
15, abide in me, says the Lord. And let my word abide in you. You got the word. Let it abide. And you abide in that word. Just abide. Rest in him. Your struggle is over.
Amen.
Amen.
I receive the word of the Lord. Amen.
Thank
God bless you,
Jesus.
Pastor Rebecca. God bless you, Apostle. And God bless Sister
God
Erica
bless.
And all the listeners on today. God bless you all. And I just want to say, too, if I may, Pastor Beck, I just want to thank all the listeners who tuned in and also chat room listeners and all card listeners who still has been giving accolades on last week as being such an humble and honored guest host of your show, Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I thank you all so much. As to God is the glory for all the compliments, all the accolades, and all the glory sincerely belongs to the Lord as I lift my hands up to Jesus and I say thank you. And I encourage you to continue to tune in. There's much more to come. And for those of you who don't know the Lord, I encourage you to come to know the Lord in the fullness of his joy. And if you don't have a church home, I can't find another one that's more suitable for you, and that is New Creation Christians Ministry, the Kingdom Church, where Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Rebecca Simmons and Anthony Simmons do reside, Senior Pastor Anthony Simmons reside. And Elizabeth. So again, continue to tune in and let the Lord continue to have his way in your lives. Be blessed. And I love Pastor Rebecca's words, and this is why I continue to repeat them. You know that I love you. Pastor Rebecca loves you. Apostle loves you. We love you. And know that God loves you even more. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. And I agree with the word that was spoken. You haven't seen anything yet. You
Amen.
Have not seen anything yet. God is just so good and just so worthy to be praised. You keep praising.
Amen.
You keep praising the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is good.
Yeah.
I thank you also for guest hosting for me last week. I have gotten a lot of reports back from the show last week that it was just an awesome time in the Lord, and I listened myself, and you just stepped in and did such a wonderful job. So
Praise
I just thank
God.
You for being there and being in position, and even for those who are listening today, for all of you who are listening, who are regular listeners, just thank you for being there and for getting the word out. Listen, tell somebody about Woman to Woman. The archives will be available in about 10 minutes, and I want you to tell somebody to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/power and listen to the archives of this week and even last week, because last week was awesome, but especially in lieu of Father's Day being tomorrow and the healing that's taking place through this particular broadcast, have somebody tune in and listen to this archive and then go back and listen to the archives. Listen to the archives from today's show right here. I don't even like to call it a show, but, you know, it kind of like gets more people in to listen when you say the Women to Women show. But it's really a ministry, as Minister Valerie Allen has said so often. It is a ministry. Tell somebody to tune in to blogtalkradio.com/power. Connect with me on Facebook, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and also our apostles, the Ryans. They have a ministry, Safe Harbor Ministries. And if you've been blessed today, and I know that you have, and I never asked you to sow anything into my ministry. I'm asking you today. This couple is in prison ministry 3 times a week. They're going into the prison system ministering to men who are in prison of all races, nationalities, backgrounds, religions, faiths. They are ministering out there to hearten felonists, criminals, or whatever you want to call them, but God calls them worthy to be redeemed. God says it's not his desire anyone should perish. So they're out there on the battlefield. So into their ministry, Safe Harbor Ministries. And Apostle Sharon, just give us some information on how we could contact you for the mentoring program and also to sow into Safe Harbor Ministries.
Pastor Rebecca, my wife just passed the pad over to me, so I'm ready. If you all have your pencil, pen, your iPad, your tablet, or your papyrus scroll, get out your pen and we'll give it to you. It's Safe Harbor Ministry. And that's real simple, P.O. Box 456, Toms River. That's Tom with an S, Toms River, New Jersey. And the zip is 08754. And if you want to talk with us, we will even give you our office phone number. Feel free to call. Leave a message if we don't pick up. It's area code 732-255-0678. That's 255-0678, area code 732. Pastor Rebecca, just a quick, I just got something. Do I have 15 seconds?
Yes.
There's someone out there who needs to look into why men act like the way they do and then why you act like the way you do. There's a book that I've visited over the years called Hiding from Love by Dr. John Townsend. That's Hiding from Love by Dr. John Townsend. It'll help you understand how you have hidden your hurting parts and how your father has hidden his hurting parts so that you all end up hiding from God, each other, and even yourself. Get that book, Hiding from Love, Dr. John Townsend. It's not our ministry book. We don't get a dime out of it, but just go to Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, whoever. It's published by Zondervan. Hiding from Love, Dr. John Townsend. And once again, we at Safe Harbor Prison Ministry, we're into reentry. We'd love to have, as the Marine Corps says, a few good men, not perfect men, but men who've been through something and can tell about how God has worked the work in their life. Join us as we mentor men in prison and out here in the streets and communities of New Jersey. Drop us a line, P.O. Box 456, Toms River, New Jersey, 08754. Call us, 732-255-0678. This is the Ryans, Christopher and Sharon, better known on the Rebecca Simmons Woman to Woman program as Apostles Christopher and Sharon. Christopher and Sharon will do when you're talking with us. God bless you, Rebecca.
Amen.
Love you. Thanks for all you're doing.
Amen.
Love you. Thank you so much for being a part of my life. I tell you guys, I've been a blessing since we met. And I thank God I will never forget the deposit that you've made into my life. So, my God, I'm going to leave you with the last 30 seconds, Apostle Sharon Ryan. I thank everybody for calling, being here with us. Again, tell somebody to listen to the archives, blogtalkradio.com/power. With the last 17 seconds, Pastor Sharon, just close us out.
Father, we just thank you for all the ministry that went forth today. We give you the glory for it. We give you the honor for it. And I just wanted to say to you, Pastor Rebecca, that you too have not seen anything yet. You and your husband have not seen anything yet either. And you have stood and you continue to stand when you don't feel like standing. You've stood. And I hear the Lord saying, because you stood and because you're obedient and because you stepped out and did something that God laid on your heart to do, He's going to bless this ministry like you would not believe.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to bless it like you can't even think about how He's going to do it, over and above everything that you can think or imagine is going to be coming your way, you and Pastor Anthony and your children.
My Lord.
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
And your children.
Bless God.
And your children. So we bless you.
God. Bless God.
Pastor Rebecca, we bless you.
Amen.
We bless you because you've ministered to me also today.
Amen.
You've ministered to me. And so we bless you.
Yes, God.
Everything that your hands find to do, we bless you.
Yes.
Meet every need that they have,
Jesus.
God. Every need that they have, every financial need, every emotional need, every spiritual need, every need
Lord.
That they have, God, we decree and we declare it is already done.
Yes, Jesus.
It is already done. And we thank you for it today.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That's your name,
Lord.
Who is that voice? Is that your minister?
Yes, I'm still here.
Do you sing?
Praises unto God.
Okay.
Not a natural born singer. I just sing praises unto God. I believe by God's grace and spirit that I'm a praiser unto Him.
Okay, just keep singing to Him. He loves
Thank
it.
You,
he
Jesus.
Loves your voice.
Thank you, Jesus.
He loves your voice.
Just
keep singing to Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep praising
Bless your
Him.
Name, God. Bless your name, God. Bless your name.
Keep worshiping Him.
Bless your name, God. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Just keep worshiping. He loves your voice.
Thank you,
he
Jesus.
Loves it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
He's going to take you somewhere that you've never been before. Be ready.
Bless your name, oh God.
Be ready.
Bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
glory
yes,
to God, glory
yes,
to God, glory
yes,
to God,
yes,
glory. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Is he a part of your ministry?
Oh, Jesus.
She just recently came aboard, as a matter of fact,
Jesus.
Last week. Yeah.
Okay.
Not last week. She came aboard with the Woman to Woman show about 5 weeks ago.
Yes.
And then with the church ministry last week. Because our ministry go beyond the church world. So, yes.
Thank
about
God.
a month and a half now. Yes.
All right.
And God, I know God's going to do some great things in her life. That's why the opposition is great.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
It's already set, though.
Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
There was a man on the calling in, but he didn't say anything. But I want him to know that we know that you were there. And we say happy Father's Day to you.
Amen.
I don't know
Amen.
Who that man was, but there was a man that tuned in.
Bless God.
So we say happy Father's
Amen.
Day.
Happy Father's Day. Bless God.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
My God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless you,
Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus.
Oh, Erica. Amen. Erica, are you still there? Amen. Well, I don't know who's on Erica 312. Is that you, Erica?
Hello.
Yes, who's on Erica 312?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, hello?
Yes, can you hear me, Pastor Rebecca?
Yes. Who is this? Is this Erica?
Erica. Yes, it is.
Erica.
Okay. You had gotten cut off, so I guess you called back?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Well, the broadcast is not streaming. We're still recording. And I just didn't want to quench the spirit because I just sense the spirit being high. I don't know who that man was that was listening, but I'm certain he's out there.
And we do have Ray and Kathy Jones. They've been listening. They call in to listen every week. And Ray and Kathy, God bless you. I just thank you both for being there. And I'll let you know that the Marriage Moment will be back next week. We didn't do the Marriage Moments on this week. But just God bless you both. And Ray, yes, happy Father's Day to you, Ray. I know it's a hard time for you, but God, let the Lord be with you on this day. Let the Lord be with you on this day, this upcoming Father's Day. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just, thank God for just allowing us to do this broadcast on today. And to say that the man that was listening to say Happy Father's Day, that could very well be our brother Ray who's listening, who lost the child, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know the Lord is mm-hmm. speaking to his heart on today, you know, to know that your child is with him, you know, and healing you too. He's healing you too, Ray. The Lord is healing you, even as we approach this Father's Day. The Lord is healing you. Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just want to pray. I want to pray for Ray. I just want to pray for my brother. Amen. Father God, we just praise your holy name and we worship you, Lord. Lord,
yes,
I thank
Jesus.
You for my brother Ray, God. Even now, God, this man of God, mighty man of valor, I thank you, Lord, for his heart. I thank you, Lord, for his love towards his wife, Kathy, oh God.
Yes,
I thank you, Lord, for, Father God, even him standing in the gap in so many areas of life,
Jesus.
Oh God. And Father God, I just ask that you touch his heart. Just bless
him
today and every day, this weekend,
yes,
Lord.
Father.
Even those areas that are not healed, oh God, with so many things
thank you,
that he has had to endure in life, God. I just ask, Father God, that you will continue to fill every void in his
Father,
life.
In the name of Jesus.
You will touch every hurting area in his life, oh God, as he has gone through so much. Even in these past couple of years, oh Lord.
Yes,
and Lord, that you will continue to show yourself mighty to our brother Ray, oh God.
Yes, Father,
and just let
him
know, Father God, that you have so much more that you're even going to bless him with here on this earth, oh God.
Yes,
that even as he presses forward to continue to know you and to continue to grow in your word, oh God, that you're going to show yourself mighty in his life. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that his eyes have not seen, and nor have his ears heard, God, the things that you have in store for him. And, Ray, the Lord just wants you to know that he's going to give you joy, unspeakable joy
thank
in
you,
your
Jesus.
Latter years. In your latter years.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God is saying to you that your latter days shall be greater. And your life sometimes has taken on the resemblance of the life of our brother Job.
Mm-hmm.
From the scripture. And the
mm-hmm.
Lord just wants you to know that after you have suffered a little while, he shall establish you and perfect
thank
you.
And
God says he's going to bring forth the blessings that he's shown you. And there's a dream in your heart that God is yet going to bring to pass.
Thank you,
and the
Jesus.
Lord just wants you to not grow weary. Don't get tired. Don't get exhausted in well-doing.
Thank
and
you,
he says that your love that you show towards your wife comes up to him as a sweet-smelling aroma.
Yes.
You know, even as you stand in the gap for her and stand in the gap for your family and even as you come closer to him. I see you coming closer to God, drawing closer to God. And God says there's something, there's a power, there's a dunamis power
thank
that
you,
he's going to unleash in your life. And he's got work to you. God said he has work
thank
for
you
to do,
brother.
Even in the ministry, that your wife is not the only one anointed and appointed for
my
such
Lord
a time.
Jesus. My Lord Jesus.
God says he has work for you to do. And part of that is your healing is going
thank
to
you,
be
Jesus.
Used to help others, to heal others. After
thank
you come out of this, after you come out of this, Jesus said he prayed to you. He has
thank
prayed.
You,
he's interceded for you.
Thank you,
Jesus is at the right hand of the Father interceding for you.
Yeah.
And after you, so that your faith would not fail.
Yeah.
And after you come out of this, Ray, God says he's going to send you back. You may be, even as Apostle Christopher was speaking about mentors, I saw you going back to strengthen your brothers.
Thank
I saw
God.
You going to strengthen your brothers, to
Thank
strengthen
God.
Men. God's going to use you to strengthen men.
Bless you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus.
So stay encouraged and stay on the battlefield.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless God.
Thank you,
Bless
Jesus.
God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God.
My God.
Thank
glory
you,
to the Lord
Jesus.
Is all over this broadcast.
Ooh.
I don't even know
glory
how to end
God.
It.
Glory to God. And the glory of the Lord filled the temple. And the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Lord,
my God.
Lord, I thank
Amen.
You. Lord, I thank you.
Well, apostles, if you don't have anything else, we're going to go ahead and close out.
No, I don't have anything else. I just want to give God the glory. We thank you for
yes.
all that was done that we see and all that was done that we have not seen yet.
Yes.
Yes.
And we
yes.
thank you, God. We honor you
yes.
today
yes.
for being our Father, for being
yes.
our Heavenly Father, for being the one that's there for us, the one that
yes.
holds us when we cry, the one that's there and rejoices with us, the one
yes.
that just wraps his arms around us in the middle of our day and
yes.
we start to get frustrated. God, we thank you that you're our Father.
Thank you,
God. Just come and you wrap your arms around us.
Yes.
You know what? You are the apple of my very eye.
Thank
you.
You
know, you're like the
thank
purple
you, Jesus.
Of my eye. I
thank
see
you,
I
Jesus.
See you. I see you.
Thank you.
I see you.
Glory
in the midst
to
of
God.
Everything that your daughter's sons go through during the course of a day, I see you.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you.
Lord,
God
thank you.
See us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the midst of life, you see us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
you're
you.
Watching and you're moving behind the scenes. We don't see
yes.
you sometimes, but you're moving and you're opening doors and closing doors.
Yes.
And you love us so much. So we thank
you.
We
thank
receive
you.
Your love today. You,
thank
we
you.
Receive your love and your comfort.
Thank you.
We receive
thank
your anointing.
Thank you.
Yes.
To be
thank
just like Jesus.
My Lord, thank you. Thank you.
And we just love you and thank you.
Glory.
Bless us this entire time.
Yes, Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And Apostle God would also say unto you, he has not forget your labor of love. And he just want to say thank you for making a sacrifice unto this day. And God bless you, Apostle, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Well, God bless you. God bless you to Kathy and Rick and our apostles and to Minister Valerie Allen, my
bless
God.
Yes.
And Bill tuned in, and all of our guests in the chat room, to Erica Anderson and everybody else that was listening on the switchboard on today. I don't know your names personally, but thank you so much for tuning in. I pray that you were blessed today.
Yes.
And I
yes.
know that you were. There's an anointing that has destroyed some yokes here today.
Yes.
Bless God. And serve the Lord and tune in next week. Apostle Sharon and Christopher. Sharon and Christopher, thank you so much,
Amen.
Both of you, from the bottom of my heart, for coming in on today and ministering with me and
Amen.
Renewing my strength through the Word of God.
Amen.
And Minister Valerie Allen for always being there.
Bless
thank
God.
You all for being there and just. Praying my strength in the Lord and speaking that word. Pastor Anthony was in here and he received that word that you spoke about, Pastor Sharon. And we received that word and we're going to continue to move forward knowing that God is in control. So we just thank you for taking the time out to be with us on today. And again, you can listen to the archives. Anybody that's listening, blogtalkradio.com/power. And don't forget to sow into this ministry of this. Faithful woman and man of God, Safe Harbor Ministries, Safe Harbor Ministries, P.O. Box 456, Toms River, New Jersey, 08754.
Apostle Christopher and Sharon Ryan, and they will tell you that it's Christopher and Sharon. You heard it from the man of God himself. And you can call them. Their phone lines are open, 732-255-0678. God bless you both. God bless you. I love you, and I will talk to you soon. Oh, happy Father's
right.
Day. Happy Father's Day, Christopher, Pastor Christopher, Apostle Christopher, my friend. Amen. Happy Father's Day to you. And God bless you all. God bless you, Minister Valerie Allen. God bless you, Pastor Cherry. God bless you. I love you all. God bless you, Kathy and Ray. God bless you, everybody who's still listening, Erica. Everybody else who's still listening, God bless you. I'll see you next week right here on Woman to Woman at 1 o'clock p.m. Feel free to call in and let your voice be heard. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons signing out on the Woman to Woman show. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Take one.
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey.
I hope
hey.
I bring you glory on this
hey.
One, Father.
Hey. Hey.
Help me now.
I'm gonna